I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There are a lot of other lessons probably that we've forgotten as well or that we should remember. Just maybe highlight one or two that particularly that would be appropriate for today.
Well, since we're thinking about the idea of our independence, one of the things that I think is really wonderful is to think about the Liberty Bell. The Liberty Bell rang out the Declaration of Independence when it was first publicly read, not on July 4th, that's when it was officially dated, but it was on July 8th. And when the bell rang out saying, assemble, we want to read something important, and the Declaration of Independence was read, the bell that rang that out actually had as at the top of it, there in the State House of Pennsylvania, we now call it Independence Hall, a verse that says, proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, Leviticus 25, verse 10. It even has the Bible reference on it. I don't know that most people understand that the reason the Liberty Bell is called the Liberty Bell is that, first of all, it actually has a verse on proclaiming liberty on it that goes all the way back to when it was cast to celebrate the 50th anniversary of William Penn's Charter Privileges that established what we would call today our First Amendment liberties, the freedom of conscience. Penn established Philadelphia and Pennsylvania as a place where there would be freedom to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Well, then it rang out liberty on July 8th, celebrating the July 4th Declaration of Independence. Well, after cracked and almost got thrown away, another group of people remembered it, and they brought it back out to symbolize their emphasis on liberty. And, of course, we know them today as the abolitionists. They remembered that on that old broken bell, it said, proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof. And they said, we need to end slavery in America. And so they actually gave to the Pennsylvania State House bell that had been cracked the popular name we know it by today as the Liberty Bell. And so when we think about the Declaration of Independence and we think about the Liberty Bell ringing out freedom, we should remember it represents four different principles of liberty. One, the biblical Jubilee year, the 50th year from Leviticus 25, where we were to be freed from the bondage of debt and slavery. And then it actually has the idea of religious liberty, as we find it in the William Penn's Charter when the bell was made. And then we have national liberty, which it celebrates on July 4th when we were freed and from our bondage to Britain during a time of tyranny. And then lastly, civil liberties, the freedom to be no longer abused because of your unique minority status in America. But what a providential thing that on that bell it has the word liberty that comes right from the Bible.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.